7.9. It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning, Jacksonville, and thank you so much for joining us again here at Praise 107.9. It's all about literacy. Today, Gail is not with us today because of a prior appointment. We're praising God for that appointment, and we're certainly keeping her in our prayers that she's going to be just as effective and productive there as she would be here with us. I want to say congratulations to the students and to the teachers and even to you parents. We've gotten through 1 or 2 weeks of school and we're moving forward. Yes, the challenges are there and they will be. Some of them are controllable. And let's be honest and truthful about it. Let's be realistic. Those things that we can take control of, let's do that. It's for the benefit of a successful student, regardless of what the cares are and the problems or the obstacles or the challenges. The students are the ultimate benefactors. And, of course, they are also the persons who will be making the decisions that will affect our lives as we move forward. We say happy birthday to all those persons who are celebrating birthdays, happy anniversary to those persons who are celebrating anniversaries, and all the goodnesses. Likewise, our hearts go out to those families who we do extend our condolences for. We know that God already knows all about it. And, of course, today we are in our second day of the Literacy Roundtable Tutorial here at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneville Road, in the Liberty Room. It begins at 10:30, 10:30 to 12:30. Now, we do have some available slots still available because we were so blessed to have scholarships for the first 20, and we still have some folk who are coming. So even if the scholarships are all taken, for elementary and middle, it's $20, and for high school, it's $25. I want to point out to you that it's not just homework assistance. The students will be actually learning. It's all about teaching and tutoring the skills. There's reading, reading comprehension, reading critical thinking, financial literacy. There's essay writing, writing with a purpose in the journal. So these are all skills that are necessary for successful school years. If we teach the skill, they would need less help with the homework. But teaching the skill and giving a structured time also teaches discipline. Please, if you will, parents, have your students here, your children here, your nieces, your nephews, the child that you care about. Please have them here at 7235 Bonneville Road, at least by 10:15. The tutorial will begin at 10:30, and that is a collaborative effort of the Optimist Literacy Institute, Cash Kids, Higher Learning Hoops, and Continental Societies. The students that are registered, the registered students will be the group of students that we will tutor in reading, writing, and enrichment throughout the school year. So, for the $20 for the elementary and middle, and the $25 for the high school, you are going to have this tutorial and this literacy enrichment free for the rest of the school year. The carrot is you must be a registered student. Whether you're elementary, middle, or high school, you may come today. Please schedule yourselves to come today, regardless of the grade. I know last week we said we were only focusing with elementary and middle, but we have opened that up, and regardless of the grades, we are looking for you to come today. And once you come today, you will get those instructions. Parents, please come prepared to stay with your students. This is not a babysitting service. We are teaching. We are all about discipline. We are all about making you better. I shared with you some time ago that it's a mindset, and you have to see yourself there. You can have it all, but not right now. Right now is when you have to plan to do it. And parents, students, and even teachers have been there. Actually, I've been where all of you are. But the most common denominator is ourselves. And it's our inner strength that takes us where we need to go on the outside. So dig within yourselves and know that you're the hero. I shared with you how an uncle gave this to me on a 90-minute cassette. And for those of you who don't remember that, the cassette were the little tapes. The disc is there now. But I will tell you from experience, playing that over and over and over, it's a drill, just as learning to spell your name. You know how to spell your name because someone drilled it into you. I'm going to drill into you that you are a hero. No, there are some things that you cannot do. God did not wire you that way. There's some things I can't do. And it's okay. But you tap into the strengths. You tap into those things that you can do, and you make them better. And when you make them better, even the weaker areas will become strong. And teachers, students don't always learn the same. But when they don't learn the way we teach the way they learn. They're all heroes. We'll be right back with It's All About Literacy. Here you are. From me to you, heroes.
What you are, there's an answer. If you reach into your sorrow, and the sorrow that you know will melt away, and then a hero comes along with the strength to carry. And you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong. And you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you. It's a long road when you face the world alone. No one reaches out a hand for you to hold. Oh, oh, oh. You can find love if you search within yourself, and the emptiness you bear will disappear. And then strength to carry on,
Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this two-year free preschool program.
The Night of Joy event is celebrating 35 years, and you could win tickets to the whole glorious weekend from Praise 107.9. Enjoy top Christian music acts like Kirk Franklin, Ty Trippett, Mercy Me, Amy Grant, and more. Plus, play in a Walt Disney World theme park with select ticket options. Listen to Praise 107.9 to call in and win tickets and sign up at praise1079.com. Entertainment subject to change.
We got everybody talking. Feel free to talk about us amongst your friends.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. It's All About Literacy from Jacksonville's Praise 107.9. Once again, Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
And thank you again, and good morning if you're just joining us. Gail is not present today. She had a previous appointment that she needed to keep, and certainly our thoughts and prayers are with her. We are having our second meeting of the Literacy Roundtable tutorial today, and these are the activities that the Optimus Literacy is sponsoring along with Cash Kids, Continental Societies, and Higher Hoops for Learning in collaboration with the celebration of It's All About Literacy. We will be having our inaugural celebration, our first anniversary, if you will, on October 21st at the Ritz Theater and Museum. And as we've previously shared with you, that all of those arrangements and all of those services, everything about our celebration is in the most capable hands of Mrs. Brenda Franks, President of Sun City Events and Entertainment. And we're so blessed today to have Mrs. Franks as our guest in the studio. Good morning, Ms. Franks.
Good morning, Dr. Kathy. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You're wonderful, Ms. Franks. Thank you so much for being here. So today we're going to inform everyone about the upcoming, if you will, celebration of It's All About Literacy. It's yours.
Well, I just want to say we want to thank you again so much for letting the people know about Sun City Entertainment. And one of the things that we would like to share with your audience is that no matter what we do, we have to be in order.
Absolutely.
Which means that one of the things that we want to make sure of whenever we're doing programming, business, that we have our organizational pieces in place. That means that you need to have a business structure if you're going to do business.
Absolutely.
With that being said, I want you to know that Sun City has been assisting clients to develop their business plans and their vision. And to bring that vision into fruition since 2010. So we're not
a novice.
Right. And prior to that, we worked with many organizations. We provide services for conferences, trade shows, festivals, from intimate to mega events. We also assist with travel plans. So there is something for everyone, and we're just so honored that you have given us your vision and allowed us to help you to shape that into this inaugural event for your It's All About Literacy program.
Well, you know, I am a proponent, as I was saying to our engineer, Steve, here. I just believe we do what we do. You know, we all have skills and talents, and the scriptures tells us, you know, some are preachers, some are teachers, some are whatever. And we do well when we do what we do. We have problems when we try to merge our lane with someone else's. If you stay in your lane, you will be real, real strong. So I'm not going to try to go and do what I know I cannot do. I'm just not going to do that. I remember years ago, I sat for the LSAT. Years ago, when I was in grad school, I sat for the first part of that LSAT. And when we took our break, I said, who am I kidding? And I left, you know, because that was not going to be it for me, you know. It had been an emotional thing. I thought, okay, I have this degree in criminology because I'm going to law school. And even after all of the money that was paid, I thought, no, this is not for me. But better then than now, you know. So this is what you do. In fact, I remember telling someone, oh, Ms. Brenda Franks of Sun City is managing all of the inaugural activities for our anniversary. And the person says, oh, I know Ms. Franks. She's the Black Expo lady.
Yes, yes, we do have that coming online October the 5th through the 7th. And we're expecting the community to come out. We have a lot of great components with that.
Right.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes.
They know you from your activities, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, our goal is to have you well known like the Black Expo, and that would be the Optimist.
I receive that.
Yes, ma'am. The Optimist Literacy Institute of America Incorporated.
Yes.
Is our sponsoring nonprofit organization.
Right.
For It's All About Literacy.
It's all about literacy, and that's exactly what it is. It's all about literacy.
Yes. Now, our program is going to be Saturday, October the 21st, as you've said, at the Ritz Theater that's located at 829 North Davis Street. Downtown Jacksonville. Now, there's going to be a myriad of activities and things for families to do. This is a family-oriented event. So we don't want you to, once again, we're not babysitters. We want the family to come and be enriched by the programs that we are preparing for
right,
you.
Right, right.
Now, with that being said, we have a keynote speaker, Miss Rosalyn, and many of you know her as Auntie Roz from the Peanut Show. She's going to be our keynote. We have the Ritz Voices, directed by Deborah McDuffie Dobie.
And those singers are wonderful, and that young man that plays that piano is so talented.
Absolutely. We also have a new character to our community, Aunt Diva Mo.
Okay.
Who is Miss Regina Edwards, and she's an author, professional speaker, and entrepreneur, and that is a character, Aunt Diva Mo, to encourage literacy as well as movement, because you know we have a little problem sometimes when we just sit there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she will be with us, along with Anita Shepherd from Asala, because when we talk about literacy and the longevity of our culture, we're also talking about the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. And a lot of the information and books that we will be encouraging the students to read will be a part of that. We right. also are going to have some of the people that are working with your program today, Miss Twyla Prindle.
Right. Right, Continental Societies, and Higher Hoops for Learning.
Yes, so they'll all be present on that day. Now, we are also going to have something wonderful for seniors. You know, as we age through the process, a lot of times our memory isn't what it should be.
Well, that's sometimes right now.
Yes, yes, but there's a difference between a busy mind and memory loss.
There is.
And there's a prevalence of memory loss in our community. So we're going to invite some of those professionals to come in and provide information.
Right.
There's an opportunity for members of the community who want to come in and provide information to the community to come and have a table. Now, there's a little nominal fee for that because we got to get the table and the cloth and all of that.
Got to make it pretty.
Yes. But we want you to come and be a part of that process.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's for the community, so we're going to make it the community. And of course, we want you all to come out and share. I have a friend whose daughter is just launching her business, jewelry. And she says she's going to have a table. So if you're one of Rhonda's new clients, trust me, Rhonda's going to have a table, and it's all about literacy.
All right.
Marion said so.
That's excellent. Now, the museum is going to be open on that day, so you can view the museum, especially those students who have completed the program that is right. now going on.
Right, right. A tutorial.
Yes. They will already be given a free tour of the museum.
Right, and the robotics.
Yes.
And robotics is something else. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So many people don't know about James Weldon Johnson and his brother, Rosamond, who were the originators of Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yes.
There is a robotics
presentation
that is unsurpassed that you must see. Sally Industries did such a good job in creating that at the Ritz.
I remember when I saw it, it's just so real. It's really, really real, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing. So it's going to be a wonderful day. I'm really looking forward to it myself. I've never done anything like this before. I've never had anything like this before. It's all about literacy. And so we're having that celebration, and we'll be right back.
To the promised land. Don't let us get there before you.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Zaccardi, tell your story.
So many wonder how I survived. I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me. He stayed by my side. And I am so grateful He kept me. Oh, yeah.
God held me together. Made sure that I didn't lose my mind.
No, not this time.
Through all my struggles, and disappointments too.
You were right there. Listen, I can't even tell you all I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what to do. I almost But the Lord came and He rescued me. Rescued me. Oh, oh, God held me together.
Oh, yeah.
At the lowest point of my life,
He prayed sure.
I didn't lose
my mind.
No.
Not this time.
Through all of my struggles. It really got hard. You pulled me through.
your grace, I'm still here. You held me together. God, you pulled me through. I'm so glad your grace. That's why I'm still here. I almost destroyed my whole life, but your
grace
wouldn't let me go.
I am still here.
Oh,
he held me together.
Pulled me out of my own.
God pulled me through.
Oh,
and
you're amazing grace.
I am still here.
You held me.
Held me together.
When I didn't know
God pulled me through.
How I was gonna make it.
26 minutes before the hour. Now let's get back to It's All About Literacy with host Dr. Kathy and her special guest from Praise 107.9.
Thank you. And yes, he's held me together. I am still here. And even that's a miracle. I praise God for that.
Amen.
Okay. We're back with Mrs. Franks, and she's the person of the face of Sun City Events and Entertainment, who's managing our inaugural celebrations, and that's what we're all about today. Take it away, Ms. Franks.
Yes, well, our program, again, for those of you just turning in, is going to be September the 21st. Excuse me, October the 21st at the Ritz Theater from 2 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, with our program.
12 to 5. Go ahead. Okay.
We have Rosalind Burrow, who is known as Auntie Roz. Now, she divides her time between her native home of Jacksonville, Florida, and her professional home of Brooklyn, New York. She's an original, out-of-the-box classroom teacher who serves as a consultant, as well as she conducts staff development presentation. She's worked in the U.S., in the United Kingdom, in Africa, Asia, and Europe. She's appeared in 17 Broadway musicals, receiving critical acclaim for her performance in The Wiz, Showboat, Pearly, Porgy and Bess, The Sound of Music, Bubbling Brown Sugar, and more. Now, Roz, as we know her, Auntie Roz, has performed concerts, recorded jazz and spiritual albums, and she creates lesson plans and manuals for teachers. She conducts workshops and writes songs for children. She's been featured as an author and singer with the Silver Burdette Gin Music Textbook Series, grades K through 8.
I'm familiar with those books. I've used those books. Matter of fact, I used those books when I was in school, but I've also used those books for teaching.
Yeah. Now, she's been honored by Presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, as well as Pope John Paul II.
Now, is that an honor or what?
Yes.
But she's from Jacksonville.
She is a native of Jacksonville.
Right. I remember one of our previous guests, Ms. Elaine Kitchen, who is a wonderful storyteller, introduced me to her.
Yes.
Quite special lady.
And she has this way of weaving lessons into the things that she brings forward. So we're looking forward to what she will bring to our inaugural event.
Right. And she does it so naturally because it was in conversation. Mrs. Kitchen introduced me to her when she was telling me the things that she used to do with the peanut, the Carver stories and all.
Yes, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Now, we're also going to have the Ritz Voices there. And they're back under the direction of their originator, Miss Deborah McDuffie Dobie.
Oh.
Now, that's a 100-member youth choir. Last time we saw them at James Weldon Johnson's birthday celebration during the summer, a lot of the youth were away. Well, this time we will have more because they will be in full swing.
She's such a talented person.
Yes, she is.
She really is. I mean, she's so confident and really, you know, it's almost as if, well, if tomorrow comes, it's fine, and if it doesn't, it's okay, because I'm all right either way. I love her spirit.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it is so understated, but this woman has created such music for the world.
Yeah.
She's worked with Melba Moore.
Him.
She gave Luther his...
She knows her stuff. She knows her stuff. And I applaud her for that.
Yes.
I really do. She knows her stuff.
Now, this all-city chorus is composed of talented young people between the ages of 12 and 18. The power and the energy of the Ritz Voices performance, it's majestic. I mean, if you have not heard them perform...
Really, there's something else.
Yes.
There's something else.
And all types of music, you know. So they'll be performing September 21st.
Right. October 21st.
No. What I was going to say is they're also performing on the Jacksonville Peace Concert honoring 9/11.
Oh, mercy. That's wonderful.
At St. John's Cathedral. So you can get a snippet there.
Right.
But you will get more if you come on October the 21st to the Ritz Theater.
Right.
You don't want to miss this.
No. And she's such a natural, just really a wonderful lady. As I said, I love her spirit because she makes it all about the students.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Now, I mentioned a little bit about Regina Edwards. Now, Miss Edwards has her own business, and I love that when people have their own business. Renaultus is the name of her business, and she is the creator of Aunt Diva Mo.
Right, that was a character they were presented just recently out at the Avenues Mall.
Absolutely.
Right.
And she had people up dancing and moving. Yeah. Teaching order early is her goal, where kids learn order and live organized.
Discipline.
Yes.
Without even knowing that's what it is.
Yes. Yeah. They learn how to separate a task into smaller parts, work through each part, and enjoy the experience. She's an educator. She's an author, a professional speaker, and now an entrepreneur.
Okay, go ahead, Miss Regina Edwards.
Yes. So we have great opportunities. As I said, I want to tell you a little bit more also about ASALA.
Right. And give them, that's an acronym for?
The Association for the Study of African American Life and History.
Yes.
Now, this organization was founded by Carter G. Woodson in 1915, which means that it's over
almost 1,000 years.
100 years.
I would say almost 1,000 years because Carter G. Woodson was
was so precocious. He'd been here before.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, he's been around many times.
And his book, The Miseducation of the Negro, I believe, and I will take a stand on that. It is a must read for everybody, not just only African Americans, but that book is a must read for everybody. The Miseducation of the Negro. It is a wonderful, and when you read that book, even then you would see that he mentioned things that we are experiencing today.
Absolutely. I know that's one of the books that are on, that is on the reading list.
Absolutely.
For our high school students.
Yes.
So it's very important because this organization is based in Jacksonville. The name of our chapter in Jacksonville is the James Weldon Johnson chapter.
How appropriate.
Yes, yes. But when you look at the knowledge base that is included in his work and in his legacy, the African American Journal that he produced, those things still exist today. They are headquartered in Washington, and by being part of this local chapter, you will learn more about history and have opportunities on a national level.
Right, and in that book, as I said, and I can't say it enough because I was teaching at one of the local colleges, and it was one of my required readings, and some of the students who had not been introduced to that book, they were so excited about it, and the dialogue that we had about the book, it was just so poignant, so right now, because one of the things that that I can remember reading in that book, as a matter of fact, we just talked about it, I had in a conversation with a friend a couple weeks ago, and that is Carter G. Woodson said in the book, The Miseducation of the Negro, that we are convinced that we cannot, when in fact we can.
Absolutely.
And that's the truth. We are convinced that we cannot because we are a threat by those who fear what we can do. And so subliminally, we buy into their fear that we can't do it. They don't want us to crack that ceiling, but you really can. And they make you think that you can't do it.
There isn't a ceiling.
Absolutely. And the reason they call it glass, because it's transparent, which means it's not there. You ought to be able to see through it. Knock it. Shatter the glass. And that's where I am. Such a good book, I'm going to tell you. You ought to read it.
Yes. Again, ASALA, promoting research, preserving culture, interpreting and disseminating information about Black life, history, and culture to the global community. So they're going to be a part of this program.
Right. Right. That's the whole world, and that's what it's all about. It's global literacy. We'll be right back with It's All About Literacy.
Here's what's happening around the area. If you've longed to own your own home but thought it was out of reach, Wealth Watchers and Jacksonville Housing Authority wants to help you become a homeowner. Get certified to unlock up to $37,000 to use toward the down payment of your first home. The How Money Works seminar comes to the Suncoast Church this September. Learn about financial planning for the future, saving, debt management, and more. Learn more about these and other exciting programs at the events page at praise1079.com.
Want to be happy? Then you found a spot.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Just stand the wind. when there's nothing left to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and you've given your all, yeah. Seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand when there's the Lord to you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just
let's return to It's All About Literacy with Dr. Kathy and her special guest.
And that special guest is Ms. Brenda Franks of Sun City Events and Entertainment. And today we're talking about the events and the wonderful inaugural celebration of It's All About Literacy. I'm really looking forward to it. I remember when I came to you, Ms. Franks, and I said, it's such an honor because I got to say this. We came to It's All to Praise 107.9 in October of last year to be here for the month of October as Literacy Month. And then that month went to November and then to December and then in January. And then now we're here. That's all God. That's all God. And I give him the praise and glory for it all because I've never even thought about doing radio.
He is so good. You know, the plans that he has for us is beyond our comprehension. We just have to be willing to take those steps, to listen to his voice and take those steps. What if you had never reached out or been open to even being on the radio? And here you are, blessing us all because you're here. The number of people that you teach in this, that you reach through this ministry is phenomenal.
And it really is a ministry. And it was because of a situation. You know, it was a situation that I thought, oh, God, I need something else. And I do remember when the Spirit of the Lord said to me, you need to go to higher ground. In fact, take it to the air.
Right.
And I had no idea what the air is. And I think and I shared it with
yes.
you. Yes. I mean, I drove around and I pondered with that ticket to the air. And finally, oh, air. You know, and never ever thought about a radio. And I came in just for Literacy Month. And that, I won't forget, it was in August.
Yes.
And Mr. Hoot was so receptive. In fact, he asked me, can you start next month? Which was going to be September. And I says, oh, no, because I wasn't expecting such reception.
Right.
You know, but God will do that.
Yes,
you know?
He will.
Wherever it is that you need to be, you know you're where you need to be when you meet no resistance.
Yes.
Now, that's not to say that you won't meet resistance, but wherever he puts you, it's received automatically.
Amen.
And we're here, and now we're looking upon approaching a year.
Yes.
And that's just a wonderful blessing. And for those of you who have any questions or concern, please feel free to call in anytime. Again, our number here is 904-296-2251. We're here at Praise 107.9. It's all about literacy. And thank you, Ms. Franks, for recognizing that this really is a ministry. It's a ministry of the optimist. It's a ministry for me.
I know.
You know, and we've reached all out. We've had the Congressman Al Lawson. He's designated, the optimist, and it's all about literacy. This revenue that is his official platform of communication with his constituents, you know, and then locally, we've had Senator Tony Hill in. We've had folk coming from all platform and all levels. That's God.
It is.
That's
it
God.
Is.
That's God.
I want to go back though and remind our listeners that our program is going to be Saturday, October the 21st at the Ritz Theater. Tickets will go on sale on September the 23rd. For adults, the cost to attend will be $10. For students, it's $5. And we want you to sign up for the literacy program throughout the year.
Absolutely, because for those registered students that are part of the literacy tutorial, there is no fee for them, and they're going to have front row seats.
Yes.
Yes,
and they are going to have a front row seat on the museum tour.
Absolutely.
Seeing that robotics
throughout
exhibit.
Throughout it all. Yeah.
Yes. Now, if youth are 5 or under, they are free.
Right.
And if you want a community resource table, it's $50.
And that's not bad at all.
So, tickets once again will be on sale on September the 23rd, and you'll hear more about that on the radio show.
And also, as we move forward, you will be able to see this information on our Facebook page at It's All About Literacy Radio Show. That information will also be posted there as we move forward. But right now, we are doing our activities with the activities prior to that, the literacy tutorial. And again, it's here to stay from 10:30 to 12:30, 7235 Bonneville Road. Please bring your students, regardless of what ages you are. We do have some scholarship spots left. But come right on in. We're welcoming everyone. I understand that we have a caller on the line. Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. It's all about literacy.
Yes, good morning. I actually was, I think the young men misunderstood me. I was just trying to find out about the information today. For my daughter, I just tuned in this morning and I heard about you're having some type of a workshop.
Right,
for middle schoolers.
Yes, elementary and middle, please, from 10:30 to 12:30 here at the radio station, 7235 Bonneville Road. It's a literacy roundtable tutorial. We're featuring, not featuring, but we're teaching reading, reading comprehension, reading critical thinking, financial literacy, and journaling and essay writing. So, yeah, please come right on down. You're certainly welcome to do so. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so very much for your time and everything that you guys do. I do listen to you on Saturdays quite a bit. And you've been an inspiration to my 14-year-old, very, very, very shy daughter. and I just appreciate you a whole lot.
Thank you so much. And keep us in your prayers. And please keep listening and tell your other friends, too.
Will do.
Okay.
Will do.
Make sure you let me know who you are when you come.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Thank you again. Mm-hmm. So, if you will, we want you to please continue to tune in. Make sure you prepare for the October 21st. And let me say this. If you have something else coming up in your life and you need some organizations, you need some direction, you just ought to call Ms. Brenda Franks. Tell them how to reach you, Ms. Franks.
Yes. We're on Facebook, Sun City Events and Entertainment. We're also, we have an internet presence. Our website is suncityentertainment.com. Our phone number is 904-924-7444.
And you have some events and some big, real big stuff coming up right now.
Yes.
Tell them how big you really are.
Well, tomorrow we're going to be down at the Ritz Theater, part of the African Village Bazaar. During that bazaar, we're going to be talking about this trip that we're taking the community on a joyous journey to South Africa, November 21st through December 6th. Now, it's a 16-day trip, but with the weekends and Thanksgiving, it's only 10 days off from work. And we're going round trip from Jacksonville.
That must be wonderful.
Yes. Round trip from Jacksonville all the way to South Africa. We have three safaris. We're hitting all the major cities, Cape Town, our sister city of Jacksonville, Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality, Durban, Kruger National Park. We're going to Swaziland, and then we fly back home from Johannesburg. You won't beat this trip, and no, I'm not doing it exactly like this again.
Well, you know, a trip to South Africa is just really, really wonderful. The motherland, as we